Yeah, yesterday we shared on the show that there's these delivery robots that are delivering food on the UW campus, and they're staying there. They are not going to come to the city. And Peter really was interested in that report because, well, he's the director for dining and is in charge of these delivery robots. Is that correct, Peter?
I am, yes.
And how many robots are there, and how many students have they deliver food to, a cafeteria? Paint the picture for us.
Yeah, so we have 30 robots in the fleet on campus, and they deliver food from the dining facilities that service the residents that live on campus to their residence halls, to the library or to their academic buildings.
Back in the day when I was a college student, we had to walk 10 minutes to get our lunch.
Uphill. Both ways, in the snow.
And now, Peter, you're telling me a robot can deliver to my dorm room?
That is true.
Now, okay, so these robots know how to take elevators? Like how?
Oh, good point.
How's this going to work?
No, so they are door-to-door. So the student or the faculty staff member does have to come outside to get their product out of the robot.
But still very impressive.
What do these robots look like? Are they scary?
They are not scary. They're actually interestingly very cute.
Oh, get us with the cuteness.
That's exactly what you're trying
to
do.
Peter, you'll have to share a photo so we can share the photo of it with the audience. Because yesterday on the show, I was saying these robots are not going to be out in the public. It's just on the campus. Is that true?
That is correct. Our main goal is the students that live on campus.
Now, Peter, what are the chances of these robots going evil and then taking over humanity? They've made a million movies about it.
I know.
They're not Skynet. That's not a concern we currently have.
All right, because when eventually we are under the rule of our robot overlords, I don't want to be shaking my fist at the sky and going, Peter, I knew it.
Me either.
Okay.
Is there a hike in tuition to pay for these robots?
No. The program came with no upfront cost to the university at all.
Cool.
The services provided, and they collected delivery charge.
Now, what's the worry about these robots getting robbed?
Oh my gosh!
You can't. The robots are locked when they go from place to place. They're always being monitored, really, the students have kind of taken them in as part of the campus community, almost as pets. So we haven't had any of those issues.
What are their names?
Do you have a cute name for them?
We do not have any names for them.
Like Wally or something fun like that?
Can one of them be Jackson and one of them be Steph? Can we petition to name the robots after us?
Let's do that.
We can unofficially do that, sure.
Oh, Peter's my guy. I like it. We got a robot guy now, Jackson.
Yeah, there we go. All right, Peter, our robot guy. And if you could send us a picture, we'd love to see what these things look like.
Okay, will do.
Yeah.
All right.
And that would be great. Thank you so much for your time, Peter. Give us your title one more time.
Director of Dining and Culinary Services for Housing.
All right. Well, keep up the great work, I think. I'm still nervous.
Thanks, bud. Have a great morning.